Welcome to Morning Light Meditation. I'm Jennifer Russell, a spiritual mentor and a songwriter. If you'd like to deepen in this work with Mother Mary and the Company of Heaven, visit us at the Angels of Abundance Ascension Academy.com. Prepare yourself for today's meditation. Have your journal with you and light a candle. Wherever you are, enter into your Holy of Holies, your sanctuary. We are the ones, the unascended masters, that have the ability to set life free, which in turn sets us free. Use this meditation whenever you're upset by an unkind word or gesture, or by anything that you hear in the news. Remember, we can never change a problem at the level of the problem. So today, Archangel Zadkiel, one of the great seven archangels, the Archangel of the Violet Flame, will be helping us transmute that which we see in the world that is unkind, unjust, and out of integrity, and set it free. Every day we are given the beautiful gift of pure divine energy. It streams down to us from our Mother, Father, God. This energy comes pure and untainted through the Holy Spirit. We have been given the job of qualifying this precious energy. And it is the job of this precious life energy to obey our command. This happens through the elemental kingdom. And our command happens through our thoughts and feelings and our words. The problem is that the family of man has strayed far from the light and from our rightful and true place in the company of heaven, and we have misqualified this energy. The good news is we can be a part of Saint Germain's freedom team by setting it free. Setting this old energy that has been misqualified and allowing it to return back into pure love light, into the body of the infinite spirit. This is the most important job we have right now. So we're going to bring into this sacred space things that you've seen or heard that are unjust, inhumane, and unkind. Zadkiel tells us, did you know that the life within an unkind word or acts of unjust treatment come to you to be redeemed and set free? It has come into your awareness so you might bless it free. We're going to focus on the sacred fire, the violet flame, and see every situation as energy waiting to be redeemed, which means vindicated, saved, and rescued. And then we're going to raise it up, purify it, and set it free. So let us begin. Just invite you to put your hand on your heart and focus your breathing right there. Oh, masterful presence, which I am. I love and adore you. I invite you to take over every part of my being, my mind, my feelings, this beautiful meditation we're doing today together. This entire day, every single part of my life and my experience in this world, I give it back to you. I'm grateful to remember that I am one with Infinite Spirit. I am one with Mother Mary. I am one with the Angels of Abundance and the entire Company of Heaven. I call in beloved Saint Germain Lady Portia, the avatars of this age of Aquarius, this age of the violet fire. I call in beloved Lord Zadkiel, the archangel, and his divine complement, Holy Amethyst, to fill us with the violet flame. I also call in the mighty Elohim, Arcturus, and Diana. And as we breathe in this violet flame, just start breathing it in, feeling it saturate your body. I'm going to call in Archangel Michael. Beloved Archangel Michael, intensify your protective pillar, pure light substance, through and around us. Charged with your invincible protection, all-powerful and impenetrable. Thank you. And now see this violet flame just blazing up from beneath you, right from the earth itself. Violet flame, violet flame, violet flame. See it starting to come down from above you. Violet flame, violet flame, violet flame. Now see it filling up your entire auric field about 9 feet around you and just saturate every cell, atom, and electron in your being. I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity God desires. And now I want you to see the violet flame concentrated right above your head, about a foot above your head. And we're going to learn this simple process. It's actually an active process. And we're going to start with a clap of the hands. So this is when you see something. Let's say you see something on the news. We're going to do some of these together, but I'm just going over the process right now. You clap your hands. This is the part of redeeming it. You're going to say, Archangel Zadkiel, redeem this, and clap your hands. When you clap your hands, everything within you wakes up. Everything is notified in the entire company of heaven. And you say, I redeem this. And I raise it up. And now you lift your hands up, those clapped hands, lift them up. And I purify it in the violet flame. And now move your hands quickly in quick circles. See this saturated in violet fire. And I bless it free. And then you just whew, let it go. Just toss it back into the love light of God. So this simple process, Archangel Zadkiel, redeem this, clapping your hands. I raise it up and lift your hands up. And now I purify it in the violet flame. Swirl, 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 swirl your fingers, your hands around. I swirl the wrists and see it saturated in the violet flame. And now you bless it free. I set it free and just release it. Whew. So it's a very physical action. Remember, you're dealing with the energy, which is what creates everything here on this planet. So let's begin with some big things. There's nothing too big or too small to do this process. So let's begin with COVID-19. Just allow yourself to see it in your mind's eye. Archangel Zadkiel, redeem this. Lift up your hands. I raise it up. Swirl your hands. I purify it in the violet fire. Release it. I bless it free. Once again, just be aware of the violet fire. I like to just say violet flame, violet flame, violet flame. It just increases my awareness of it right here all around me. And now let's take Black Lives Matter and the incident that actually triggered a resurgence of this movement with George Floyd's death. Let's take this and redeem this. We need to solve this problem on a much bigger level than our human level. Here we go. Archangel Zadkiel, redeem this. I raise it up, lifting my hands up. Purify it in the violet fire. Move your hands, swirling around. See the violet flame just flowing through the Black Lives Matter movement. And I bless it free. Whew. Let it go. Now let's just take a look at the energy behind the financial situation that's going on. Let's just take this now and redeem it. Archangel Zadkiel, redeem this. I raise it up, lifting my hands up, and I purify it in the violet flame. Move your hands quickly, swirling it in the violet flame to see all the monies of the world saturate in the violet flame. And now bless it free. Just let it go. Whew. I bless it free. Release it. Just flow your hands up, letting it go as if you're just wringing your hands of it. You're letting it go completely. And now let's make this personal. Has there been a disturbance in your emotional field? Maybe someone said an unkind word. Instead of going and digging into it and analyzing it, I challenge you to use this technique to set it free. So let's do that right now. Archangel Zadkiel, redeem this. I raise it up. Lift your hands up. I purify it in the violet fire. Swirl your hands, just like you're washing it in the violet fire. And I bless it free. Whew. Take a nice deep breath. Violet fire, violet fire, violet fire, violet flame, violet flame, violet flame. Blaze, blaze through me, transmuting all shadow into light, light, light. Is there something else that comes up right now? Archangel Zadkiel, redeem this. I raise it up, lift up your hands, and I purify it in the violet fire. Swirl your hands, washing it in the violet flame. I bless it, and I set it free. Whew, let it go. Powerful technique to use to stay in that place of freedom and allowing the energy of something to dissipate and go back to the light, the misqualified energy being purified. This is divine alchemy, and thank you for participating in this with me today. Thank you for being with me today for the morning light meditation. What's your spiritual focus today? Make sure you write it down and come back to it often. And may you have a day of freedom.